Why are we here? Here in this realm? What is our task? We are here as we are given yet another chance to fulfill the original and everlasting purpose of humanity. That is, to carry out the universal plan, the true destiny. As we live here and now, we are bound by our earthly, mortal personality. And in endless suffering, we must endure our lives in blind self-fulfillment, searching, experimenting, in our longing to help relieve humankind of its suffering, we participate in endless humanitarian endeavors, only to be confronted by the law of dialectics, rising, shining, and fading, nothing lasting. The accepted dogma is that the fall happened in an indefinable past, but in reality, it is happening continually. We are in the Earth period, where we have the possibility of achieving self-consciousness in order to awaken the core of our consciousness, the core of our souls, and in that nucleus to awaken by resonance, the spiritual nucleus of our consciousness, which in our school we call the spirit spark atom. There must be a self-conscious nucleus that can serve as a basis for the direct manifestation of the spirit spark. To quote one of the founders of the spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross, Katarose de Petri, in the book The Living Word, the spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross wishes to make all pupils and members conscious of the fact that they are called to cooperate in the execution of a great plan, a plan of liberation that embraces the world and humanity. It is not simply a case of passing on knowledge about a coming event or its development, but if you become conscious that you have helped to vivify a radiant, luminous line of force that is beginning to encircle the world, then you will understand that by walking the soul liberating path, every pupil and member of our spiritual school can make an extraordinary and necessary contribution to the vivification and crowning of the great holy work of the community of liberated souls. There are two nature orders. There is the world of which we perceive with our senses, and there is a world we perceive with our hearts. It becomes clear to us as seekers that once we decide to seek out that vaguely remembered past, the original atom in our hearts swells with longing. The rose of the heart within us, the spirit spark atom, calls out to the universal light and we become linked. We begin a conversation and the light of truth reveals itself more and more. And we quietly make room for it in our hearts. Thus, reestablishing the link between our earthly personality and the spirit. Thus, the healing, our spiritual healing, begins. This puts our life here on earth in perspective. This is the true purpose of our existence. Life is often seen as unending suffering, but it actually is a great gift and opportunity. However, not for the personality being. Karma. A word we hear often in conversations with other seekers. What is karma? It is a Hindu word meaning action or reaction. It is called nemesis by the early Greeks. Every time that someone hears the word karma, normally, there is a negative reaction. But in essence, karma has nothing bad or good associated with it. Karma is the name of a universal law, the law of cause and consequence, the law that brings back to us everything that we have started, everything that we have created, the law of choice, the law of love, of universal love, of impartial love. So karma is the universe in motion. And through the wheels of karma, our consciousness can learn all the necessary lessons to go through a fundamental healing. How do we break with the cycle of reincarnation? How do we learn from our karmic lessons? Through gratitude for karmic lessons learned, through love for all humankind, through our heart, through our head, through our actions, through purification of our heart, purification of our head, purification of our actions. The Gnostic light is always there to guide us. The cosmos is a great training school of eternity, where spirit and soul can encounter the path of universal truth. We can go the path if we prepare our hearts, purify our hearts, our thoughts, our actions. We can help humanity if we prepared enter then the divine plan for the cosmos, ready to dedicate our lives to it. Macrocosmos, the world at large, the universe, composed of trillions of atoms and planets in continual motion. How is this macrocosm related to the microcosm, to us? How do we come to understand the relationship between cosmos, the macrocosm, and ourselves, the microcosm? As above, so below, an expression that is attributed to Hermes Trismegistus, describes the relationship between macrocosm and microcosm. Microcosm. As described in one of many books written by the founders of the school, Jan van Reichenborg and Kateros de Petri, and I quote, "Man is a little world, a very complex, spherical life system in which one can differentiate moving from the inside to the outside. The auric firmament, the personality, the manifestation field, a sevenfold magnetic spiritual field. Real man is a microcosm. What in this world is meant by man is but the maimed personality of a damaged microcosm. Our present consciousness is a personality consciousness. What we feel and think does not die with our physical body. All one's experiences are recorded within one's microcosm. The rose of the heart will enlighten the sanctuary of our head with a new state of consciousness. Gnosis, Gnostic light, is always there to guide us, to accompany us, to make the process possible. If we allow ourselves to respond to this guidance, if we manage to learn our karmic lessons, we can focus on the cosmic reality of our purpose as original human beings. It is joyful to know that the Gnostic light is guiding the process. The liberated soul radiates its light into the world with love. The work of the original human being can be accomplished and continue to serve humanity. And so we can discover in our life as seekers of the truth that if we pay attention to the life lessons of our karma, we can learn why we are here. If we comprehend and cooperate with the true plan of humanity, we can, over time, achieve spiritual healing.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you wish to support us in reaching more people, like our posts, rate us with 5 stars on iTunes, leave a positive comment where you can, or share our content on your social media.